Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Buongiorno, everybody. This is your host of Growing Good, Alessandra Maria. Baby Wally is not in the studio with us today. He caught the food bug that's going around, I'm sure, across the nation. Everything is going to be okay, parents. Let's just get through this. But it's a good day to talk about food. Living in the city, you try to cook everything as fresh as possible. But, you know, I, like everybody else, I sneak in my delivery. And I'm very excited today to announce to you all that Williamsburg is going to be having a new location of home-cooked food, just like your mama made it, at the new location of Mama's. And I happen to have the owner, Jeremiah Clancy, here on the radio with me. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, how you doing?
You excited? You've been working hard this week?
I have been working hard this week. Yeah. It's like having another baby.
Exactly.
It's my third baby.
It's the third baby. Let's introduce, on Growing Good, we have a protocol that you have to introduce your children and their age and everything.
Okay, all right. So I have two kids, two little runts. One of them, Finn, is about 3.5, and Culver is 2.
Those are such great names.
Thanks, they're family names.
Yeah. And Jeremiah was going to come in and be joined with his wife, who is his partner in life, but also in business. And she actually couldn't make it because...
She's driving the boys to Binghamton, which is where we have this crazy arrangement where my in-laws drive from Buffalo to Binghamton, and we do a car swap, and wow, they take the kids, and then they drive up to Buffalo. Because it's the opening, soft opening weekend, so we're trying to do it without our children.
Right. So just goes to show that, you know, when you're doing something with the family, everything is involved. And these guys are opening their restaurant. They're working their behinds out. And on top of all that, figuring it out with the kids. And it's so inspiring and so great. And I'm, you know, so happy to support this kind of business. This is where all my ethics lie. So Mama's has a first location, which I was able to eat at yesterday, courtesy of Jeremiah. Thank you for the meal, by the way.
Of course, my pleasure.
It was so sweet. So basically, yeah. I show up. It's on Easter between Avenue A and B, and many of you may have eaten there or known about it. It has been open since 1995, although Jeremiah and his wife became owners...
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's great. A new location in 5 years. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. It makes sense, though. I mean, that's a whole other radio show about, you know, the demographics of the East Village and kind of what has happened to the East Village. But I feel like this is, you know, Williamsburg, and we're especially where we are, which is South 4th and Rodney, yeah, which is traditionally kind of a Puerto Rican neighborhood right now. It reminds me of the East Village 15 years ago.
Right, right. So you're, like you were saying, on his street, his restaurant is going to be the anchor. I like that.
Well, yeah.
There's no other businesses on the street.
No, there aren't. We're just kind of this little, I like to think of it, like Roberta's, like a little pirate ship.
Right, but if you build it, they will come. We've all seen that every day. They're building a skyscraper next to my bedroom window as we speak.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So in terms of size, I went to the East Village. It's very comfy. Basically, my experience was that I walk in and... it was very much like walking into your mom's kitchen. They had the first thing I noticed was there was pitchers of water with fresh lemon slices and, you know, cups for you to kind of serve yourself, which was very nice to walk into. You always hate to have to ask for more water. And this is kind of like you get up and get your own water. And then basically they had these beautiful, you know, different bowls of porcelain bowls, just like you would in your own kitchen, of fresh cooked vegetables. And the menu is very simple. It's like meat and one side, meat and two sides, meat and two sides and dessert. And I'm assuming everything gets cooked fresh on the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's delivered in the morning and we prep it and then we basically close down when we run out of food.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So you guys, you know you're not getting anything frozen, which is a big no-no on Growing Good. Mm. No preservatives.
No.
No, nothing that's been sitting around. Mm-hmm. And that's the same vibe you're going to be having at the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the only way... That's the only type of restaurant I think I could run, just because it's... To me, that is... It's simple, and it's simple in all the right ways. You know, we get the food in the morning, we prep it, we serve it, we make people happy, and then we shut down.
And where do you like to buy your meat?
Well, most of our chicken comes from a purveyor called Hillside. So the chickens live in New Jersey. They live a good life. They live a happy life. It's not organic, because I couldn't... I mean, part of my quandary when I first took over the business was how to try to find... Because our price point is so cheap. We're, right. You know, our plates of food are basically $11, $12, and $13 bucks. So we had to kind of figure out... We had to find the best purveyors we could that would match the
menu
price point.
Prices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And while being ethical to all the animals.
Right. What about your beef and everything?
The beef, it's all Jersey.
All Jersey.
We represent Jersey pretty
representing
well.
Representing Jersey. That's great. And your vegetables, you hit the markets. Is there any special places?
Well, it's all seasonal. We go, you know, we have a wonderful purveyor, Bergen Farms, and this woman, Denise, is like, she's killer. So you call her every day and you have a phone conversation about what's in season, what looks good. What to expect and the price point. And as soon as things start looking, you know, as soon as she's like, I think this is being flown in, that's when we stop doing it. So, but the seasons, I swear to God, the seasons are so screwed up these days.
I know.
That like corn was in season until like 2 weeks ago, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no reason corn should be in season.
I don't know that much about that, but it's like, I was trying to go apple picking with my son 2 weeks ago, and apparently it was the end of the season. I had to call like 10 different orchards, but we found one. We went to Dr. Davies Farm.
Oh,
also,
yeah. That's where I went.
Really?
Yeah. But
it was amazing.
But we went on that weekend that was 85 degrees.
Oh,
and my kids both had heat stroke. It was horrible.
Oh, no. No, it was perfect. It was lovely. So that's exciting, though. You're going to be dealing with... the new space, I heard, I had a great staff welcome me. It was, you know, very cool. They were really, really, really informative. And you could tell just the family and super supportive to the situation and excited for you about Williamsburg and, you know, trying to tell me everything that they could. So I said to them, I said, who's Mama's? Who is Mama? Because I saw also you guys kind of sign all your letters to the people, XO Mama.
Yes.
And they showed me a picture of your mother. Her name is Christine.
Christine Matusiak, a good Polack from Chicago.
Yeah,
yes.
And there's this beautiful black and white picture. When was this photo taken?
That's her high school yearbook photo.
Aww. So the decor when you walk in are all these paintings and portraits of mothers. And I noticed upon walking in that for your new location, you had... a submission. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically, and it's ongoing, so it's not over. Anyone can do it. But we basically call, you know, we put a call for moms. And basically when, you know, you submit a picture of your mom, it goes in a portrait, and it can be a photograph, it can be a painted portrait, it can be anything you want, really. And then it gets submitted, and then we're going to basically start, like, any of the submissions that came over, we'll raffle off t-shirts and free dinners and things like that.
And you're going to be doing this all after your heart open, or it's going to be done, the decorations?
No, I mean, it's
going to keep going.
It's an ongoing process. We hung some stuff late last night and around 2 in the morning while my wife was, you know, softly weeping. I said, well, because she was like, we have to get this done. And you know, there has to, well, like with any job, there has to be like an end. We just had to stop. So tonight we'll do a little bit more. Tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. My wife designed the space, so that's why she's so emotionally invested in it. Yes.
That's so beautiful. Growing Good family style.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. But so basically, I think it's a great way to get the, it's going to be local, guys, and your local moms are going to be there up on the wall, and you can just walk in and say, hey, that's my mom, while you're eating a meal that maybe, if you were lucky enough, your mom would have cooked you.
Yeah, or bring her in. And show her, and we'll buy her some banana cream pie.
Ah, that's exactly what I had yesterday. So I walked in, and I had butternut squash. They seemed to be caramelized, and I was like, God, that's so good. What did you make this with? And they told me it was just like salt, pepper, and honey. It seemed like honey was a big component, which was so delicious. Then I had meatloaf wrapped in bacon, which was... I mean, I just like inhaled it. The guy must have thought I was stoned. I wasn't. I was like, what? He's talking to me. Then the plate was just empty. And then there's these fresh desserts. I mean, they're so fresh, and you know, you could just tell they're so raw and beautiful that like they had like the little crispy, you know, burns on the ends, but the good kind, like when you're like, boom, that was like made with somebody's hands, and the strange shapes of the pie, like just the real deal. And I had a chocolate banana cream pudding. And the serving was very hearty. It was like a huge bowl. I totally brought some home.
Oh, good.
And it was all, you know, would have been $13. So it was really, really exciting. And I'm super excited about that. Something else on the menu that I noticed was your homemade sausage patties. What's homemade about your sausage patties? That sounds awesome.
Well, that's a brand new thing that my amazing chef Scott is doing starting, I think, this weekend. So he is going to, you know, get the meat and basically grind it and then kind of season it the way he sees fit and then make, like, we're kind of trying to mimic Pepperidge Farm type patties, so they're the round kind as opposed to the skinny links. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago. He's from Texas, so we're trying to fuse the kind of comfort food sensibility between those two places, because I do not want to be, you know, a Southern joint, because there's way too many of those already and it's not what I know. And Midwest food is, some of it's really good, but some of it's really...
But it makes you feel better, I feel like, than the Southern. The Southern afterwards, it's like you've got that heavy feeling. And with the food that I ate at your restaurant was kind of like, oh my God, it feels so good.
Well, good, great. We're doing our job then. But we're trying to like fuse a Midwestern and Southern sensibility and just have people eat very well. But we do have fried chicken, which I don't think the South can claim as their own. I think
they
fried chicken is
to,
it's
but
for
fried
everybody.
Chicken is Kansas. I mean, Kansas City, if you want to get, you know.
Let's do there, this.
There's that whole thing, North Carolina versus Kansas City. I don't know. I think Kansas City did it first. You know, I'm from Italy, though, so what do I know, right?
You know, really good pasta is what you know.
That's so great. So, yeah, you're going to get all this homemade stuff. And they're soft open. Tell us, like, what's happening right now today.
The soft opening is this evening, which is horrifying on so many levels. But we're super free to be you and me, though. So we're just going to open.
You're just going to open.
We're just going to open.
A soft open means that you don't want to walk in, people, and expect the full service. You know, you walk in expecting to be a part of a really special week with a bunch of really special people that have worked really hard to make the restaurant. And then there's the hard open.
Wow, that you put it in a really beautiful way.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah,
thanks.
You should copyright that.
Wally's dad opened a couple restaurants in his day.
I see.
So.
Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, not all the portraits are on the wall. We're going to hope to have the full menu tonight. But, you know, but it's in the nicest way kind of a great experiment.
Yeah, you got to go in there with an open mind. And then years later, you can say, hey, I was here for the soft open. And look at what this place has become.
Yeah, and we're also just, you know, we are super casual. We're counter service. So you don't have a waiter wait on you. So you just walk up to the counter and kind of do your thing. So that's going to be the whole vibe anyway. Here's the best way of putting it. The Mamas in these villages is like the kitchen at the end of a long party where you're like drinking wine, kind of tipsy, doing dishes.
Right.
Whereas the new location, and I grew up in the Midwest, this is different for you in Italy, but you know, it's where like, you know, company is coming over. So like the China bowls come out, you know, like, so it's a little like we're dialing it up a little bit, but it still has a little bit of a wink because it's like, you know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a first break. We're going to talk about the difference in space. We're also going to be talking about some liquor license action going on. And we're going to be talking about, you know, a little history, more history with Jeremiah, because he used to be part of the very talented outfit Fisher Spooner, which found out. Well, that is one of my time. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back on Growing Good with Jeremiah. This is Neil Young for you. Hey guys, it's Alessandra.
I was thinking about you. I love those guys.
Hey guys, it's Alessandra again on Growing Good. I'm so excited. I've got an exclusive joint for you today. Mamas, a new friendly family-friendly and family-run restaurant is opening in our neighborhood. I'm so excited about that. Hey, how many high chairs are you going to have?
I bought two, but I have to probably buy like five more.
Well, yes. I don't know if you've noticed, but Williamsburg is a baby town.
Yeah. We bought two, and I'm going to have to buy more.
You're going to have to buy more.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I walk in and I'm like, there's two kids, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? So let's talk about space and on relativity to your location in the city. It's bigger? Or?
The new space will have a liquor license come December. The old space is, you know, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but it's
BYOB. I was wondering about that. What are the technicalities? It goes by seats?
So exactly. Supposedly it goes by seats, and the location in the East Village is below that number. So we can...
29, right?
Yeah. So cool. We can... I think we're at 29.
Great.
But we could pull one.
I mean, obviously you pull more chairs out if you need to.
So the new one will have beer and wine, and my little sister Erin, who is the head of the specialty department at Whole Foods Bowery, she's going to help. Yeah.
I would love to have her on the show.
It's crazy that my whole family kind of ended up in the food industry.
Yeah, because
it's
before
really
this,
weird.
We were going to talk about this for a little bit. Jeremiah was in Fisher Spooner for how many years?
God. A long time, like 8 years or something.
Like 8 years.
Yeah.
So Fisher Spooner, you know, is primarily these two dudes, but then you were part of the live show.
Yes, I was part of the kind of live art show. I can't play an instrument to save my life.
Wait, what?
But I can dance around in my underwear and be weird and
that is so funny. If you would see this handsome man sitting next to me, you would not think that he was used to dance around in underwear. He's like so chic. He's completely like head to toe normal dude. But he used to dance in his underwear in Fisher
That's
Spooner.
That's right. Performance
Look him
art.
Up on YouTube, y'all.
Oh, God. It's still there, too. It's horrifying.
And you've also, speaking of the internet, have gone to some new logo for, you know, you've evolved your logo.
We have, and that's, again, someone I met through Fisher Spooner, this wonderful woman, Alexia Stamatio, and her boyfriend, partner, Matt Dugas, they helped me, but they're part of the Fisher Spooner family back in the day. We needed to kind of like, we wanted to take the old punk rock pirate version of the Mama's logo and kind of make it a little more dainty in the nicest way without losing the skull and chicken bones.
Basically, yeah, their logo, when I first talked to Jeremiah, like via the internet, first thing I saw on their Facebook page, which y'all should go on and like today, Facebook Mama's, it's Mama's
Food Shop.
Mama's Food Shop.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and it's this amazing. It's two chicken, like chicken legs in the cross and skull bones with the skull, and then now they have all this pretty like rosemary and lavender around it, encompassing it.
Good call, good eye. Yeah, so Alexia Stamatio and Matt, they kind of revamped it for us, and that's become kind of the new logo and the new flag and everything.
And
we're going to keep the one in the East Village the exact same
as
far as logo.
Well, sure, because they know you. You don't want to freak people out by getting fans.
I kind of like that there's like, you know, an older brother and a younger brother, you know?
Yeah, that's
or
so
sister,
nice.
Whatever, way, you know.
Whatever that skull was.
Yeah.
But your East Village, they were telling me that delivery is a big part of your business. Is that something that you're going to transfer onto us, Williamsburgers?
We're not going to open for delivery till next Tuesday.
Oh, wow, that fast.
Yeah, we need like 4 or 5 days to work out the kinks and just kind of figure it out. Again, though, like we're totally just doing this in the most fun way. We're just going to try it all out and just see what happens.
Yeah,
like I'm not going to, you know, there's a plan, obviously, but you know, with delivery, we're just going to see what happens. The range is pretty big.
I think delivery is big in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it's going to be good. I actually have someone who works here at Roberta's helping me out. Mike Dowd. He's a delivery guy here.
Shout out to Mike, delivery.
Mike Dowd, thank you for doing that.
I wonder how far they deliver here. I don't even know.
I don't know. We're doing a pretty... I mean, we're not going to Greenpoint, but we're going to go to Kent, I think, and we're going to go somewhat into Bushwick, not too far, though.
Okay, well, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we'll feed
And
everyone.
how many seats in the new space?
About the same, about like 32, I think.
Okay.
So it's intimate. It's a dining room.
Yeah, but that's the whole vibe at Mama's. Like I said, when I walked in, I was like, what is going on here? It's so nice. Your chef was so nice. Are you bringing him along or you got to get somebody else?
I have one head chef, Scott, and he
was
kind
he
of
trained by the chef in a
no we cleaned up we thing. Had to clean up a little bit of the food because
he told me the menu that I'm looking at right now is the brand new menu for both locations.
Yes, correct. When I took over Mama's, it was still kind of old school, super comforty, like lots of ketchup in the meatloaf, how do you say it? Cairo syrup.
Or I don't know.
It's like that really heavy, thick. It's like super Midwestern, and we kind of try to move to olive oil, salt, and pepper, and keep it a little cleaner.
And where is your wife from?
My wife is from Buffalo, New York.
And you guys met during your music times, you were telling me, and then you just decided to do this together.
Well, she's a producer by trade, and she co-produced one of the big Fisher Spooner shows at a gallery, which is now defunct, which is crazy, called Deitch Projects.
He's in LA now. They do the Citizens Brigade stuff, which is a bunch of my crazy friends.
Citizens Band, yeah, yeah.
Citizens Band, right, that's what I meant.
Yeah, well, now
Citizens
he's in
Brigade
LA.
Citizens Brigade is the comedy show, right.
So I met her there, and we, you know, had babies and did all that good stuff. And then she, after having a couple kids, she's been producing again, but has kind of worked less in the nicest way, just because she wants to see her children. And if you're a producer, you don't see your children.
Now, do your kids frequent the restaurant a lot?
They do. They're terrors, man. And they're good kids. Three and a half and two and change.
Oh, yeah,
back to back.
That's the way to do it. Pop it out. Done.
That's right. Done. yeah.
Just like the chicken.
That's right. Yeah, they come in, but you know, it's hard because my oldest son Finn is obsessed with knives right now, and because they're shiny and he loves them. So a kitchen is not the safest place for a 3.5-year-old.
But do they understand like what a great thing you guys are doing?
Yeah. We talk about the restaurant. We take them to the restaurant. Of course, we eat a lot from the restaurant,
right?
And they eat a lot. I mean, you know, the nice thing is, even though we have meat, we're super veggie friendly, and one of my sons isn't a meat person, oddly.
Yeah, I was just looking at the menu, and I was gonna point out that for you vegetarians, they have a veggie plate, and that's three sides. And I mean, I'm just gonna go on a rundown on a little bit of these sides. They've got asparagus, bean salad, beet salad, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, coleslaw, collard greens, cornbread, honey roasted carrots, corn salad, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, mixed green salad, potato salad, radish salad. So they're hitting the salads, roasted root veggies, which is amazing, and seared scallions. So there's lots going on. There's also a couple other sides actually over here for the brunch menu.
You can eat pretty well if you're a vegetarian, even vegan. Actually, we don't put cheese in everything, so a lot of the veggies are just, even our collard greens are vegan.
Yeah, so that's going on too. And the booze is going to be beer, wine, mimosas, and what is this?
Michelada, which everyone's doing, but it's just basically like a beer with Bloody Mary mix.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
It's really good. It's super good. It's super good because we can't do Bloody Marys, so we had to figure something out. Trust me, it's good. My brother lives in Mexico.
Sounds amazing. Michelada, and that sounds, is it Mexican oriented?
It is a Mexican drink. Well, there's two different, I mean, and I may be confusing the two. There's a Cubana and a Michelada, and I think I want to do the one with the Bloody Mary mix. Some people think the Michelada has the lime juice and salt. So we have to define what that is.
And we're going to have another brunch spot, people. Brunch menu. Brunch is served Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 4. So that's really good because I feel like there's a couple places. I'm not going to name any names.
Don't name names.
I'm not going to name any names. But there's a couple places in Brooklyn that have been, you know, really just hoarding the brunch, you know, people, and it's not really the best brunch, but I'm not going to name any names. I'm not going to name it, but I'm excited to have
a new
brunch.
I think I know what you're talking about, though, because I think I used to work there.
Does it start with an F?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
And we're going to talk shit, you know?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You just cursed on the radio.
Can
we're
going to
beat that
out. I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure. I think
what happened?
I don't know.
I'm never going to be invited back.
So your wife has taken over the decor, which is so lovely. You get to work together. That's her big thing. You were telling me before the show, the decoration is her pet peeve.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge undertaking. And she's like every New Yorker. She does many, many things. So one of the other things she does is like assistant prop styling for like Lands' End catalogs and stuff like that. So I was like, why don't you take a shot at just doing the interiors? And she did, but it's amazing. It looks really, really great. But we're not done. So we'll probably finish over the next, like finish hanging paintings and stuff like that over the next couple of days.
And so what are your hours going to be starting? Not the soft opening. The hard open is?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, so the soft opening is just Thursday tonight to Tuesday. So if you guys want to just
we're closed Mondays. I need to rest.
Every Monday.
Okay. I need a break.
That's okay. You're a dad.
Yeah. And otherwise you work 7 days and
yeah.
Then you
and
don't,
when are you going to do, when are you going to go to the museums? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know. I mean, that's what I
then
think
you're
about
living
all the
to
time.
Work instead of working to live.
Yep. Family.
Yeah. Well, friends.
And like,
whatever.
Again, this is a place that you can walk in with your kids and you're not going to get dirty looks, right?
No, we're going to play with your children. In fact, one of the things that my wife designed is there's like, like a bunch of cupboards, and one of them has a ton of kids' games. Oh, it's just for children. It's low.
A kids' corner.
So you basically say, like, because the whole thing that we yell at you to bust your own plate, we kind of tell you what to, we're like, hey, go. Yeah. Get, so we're just going to tell the little kids, like, go in there and get some coloring books.
That is so great, you guys. It's going to be a restaurant with a family corner, so you don't have to feel bad about letting your kid out of that chair while you're waiting for that food.
Oh,
although
no.
You don't really... There is no wait for food at your restaurant. That's another genius thing.
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, in the nicest way, which I know that you can't really say this, but we're trying to do slow food fast.
Right.
I mean, we're not doing traditional slow food, but we're trying to do really
good
food. But
the vegetables and the pies are there waiting for you.
Yeah.
And then you're just basically just waiting for your meat for like 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be so wonderful. I'm so excited for you. So Tuesday is the full day.
Tuesday is the full opening, yes.
And the hours are?
Right now, 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. until
December.
We're going to reevaluate in January because we don't know what the, you know, who's coming in. So we might be open later.
Well, I'll tell you what, with corner, you're going to get a lot of lunches, I think.
Well, here's the thing, though. We're not going to do traditional lunch. I'll tell you that. We're going to do coffee from 8 in the morning until 1 p.m. We're doing Intelligentsia, so I can represent Chicago.
Right, I heard. And you're going to have a sandwich and a pastry.
Yeah, we're going to have like coffee cakes, homemade bread, a savory sandwich, probably a sweet sandwich, all that good stuff. And you can come in and drink some really good coffee.
So really the hours are... 8 to 1.
And then we're going to shut down
and
4
then we're
to 11.
Okay. To be clear, that's
we're
going to
take our siesta.
Yeah. Totally. I'm from Italy, so I know about that. I'm like a big, I hate the siesta growing up because I was like, where am I going to go? But now I love it because that's nap time. So it actually really is a family schedule through and through. We really hope that you guys make it to Mama's Food Shop. I'm really excited to meet you, Jeremiah.
Oh,
thank
pleasure.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And it's just going to be a huge success. So you guys got to hit it because, again, you know, it's on the exact address is 310 South 4th Street at Rodney. A lot of you might not know what Rodney is. Can you give us the cross street?
Yeah, it's just on the other side of the BQE. So if you take South 4th, you actually have to cross the, you know, go across the BQE.
There's a little walk there and there's a little park.
Yeah, there's a really nice kids park and there's a basketball court across the street from us.
So then basically you go down that hill, which then becomes Grand, and then you make a left and that's Rodney. That
correct.
Diagonal
you're
street.
Totally right.
I'm
yeah.
trying to think of, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I love it.
All right, guys. Mama's Food Shop in the house today. Check out their website. It's mamasfoodshop.com. Thanks so much to Jeremiah. We're going to be checking out the soft opening party, and we're just really excited. Welcome to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go out with a little Paul McCartney today. Love and light to you all. This is Growing Good. Peace out.
Ciao.
Two of us riding nowhere.
The following is a public service announcement from Food Karma. To kick off the New York City Meat Week in style, Meat with a Twist will bring together the best chefs and mixologists for a cocktail food pairing party on November 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at City Winery. Meat with a Twist features 10 cocktails paired with 10 chef selections highlighting local, sustainably grown meat such as duck, lamb, chicken, pork, beef, bison, and ostrich. The party will launch a week's worth of events throughout the city that celebrate the slow food movement bringing sustainable meats to our tables. Again, that's November 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at City Winery. Updates, tickets, and more information are available at meatweeknyc.com.